Frank, deceased, had one wife Rachel and another woman, Prossie, whom he had cohabited and had children with. Rachel is a widow who was left with six children aged 11 to 23 years while Prossie had one child, aged 3 years. When Frank died, Prossie fraudulently acquired letters of administration to access Frank's bank account without the knowledge of Rachel and children. The wife, unaware of the latter's letters of administration, also acquired letters of administration from the Chief Magistrate's Court in Bundibugyo. When both letters of administration were presented to the bank for payment, they were seized and both parties could not access the account. Moreover, after Frank's demise, the clan leaders handed both women over to the husband's relatives to be inherited, and that meant that the said men were going to also inherit Frank's property as their new husbands. Prossie was invited for a mediation and she was taught about Rachel's superior interest as a wife. Based on this information, Prossie agreed to renounce her letters of administration and the renunciation agreement was filed. After the mediation, an MOU, renunciation agreement and statutory declaration were drafted and filed. As a result, Rachel was able to access UGX 13,410,000, equals 13,410,000 shillings only, which was shared amongst all the deceased's beneficiaries including the Prossie's child. Both women are to continue receiving the deceased's gratuity through the same account. The widows were also sensitized against allowing to be inherited since it contravenes the law and dignity.